Hey, good morning. 7:12. It was 7:11, but it was changing real quick. Today, cloudy. We got some snow in the forecast. Could see an inch and a high of 30 tonight. More clouds, cold, low of 18. Wednesday, cloudy, chance for some light snow and a high of 28. Right now, it's about 31.
So, dude, I gotta share this. This is ridiculous. Going through Facebook.
Oh, God.
Facebook pisses you off sometimes, doesn't it?
Every day. Every day, I don't know why I even am on it.
Let me see what you think about this post. And it reads, if anyone gives my kid Legos for Christmas, ... I'm going to save them and give them back to you for your birthday. Just saying.
What?
Yeah.
So some chick posted this?
Yeah.
If anybody
gives my kid Legos for Christmas, I'm going to save them and give them back to you for your birthday. Don't want them. Just saying. It's like, geez, lady. Just be happy that your kids are getting something.
Why would she not like Legos?
I don't know.
Why would it be wrong for the kid to have Legos?
Maybe she steps on them. Maybe they have too many. But still, it's like, come on, lady.
What?
Right. Beggars can't be choosers, right?
No. Yeah, how about, hey, thanks for giving my kid a gift. I really appreciate
it.
You ungrateful bitch.
I thought the same thing.
What the hell is that?
I was scrolling through. I had to scroll back. I'm like, oh, man.
Imagine the kid opening the gift. Legos. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, it's this new Lego set. Nope, give it to mommy. I'm going to wrap that back up and give it to the person that gave it. Yeah. What a dumb bitch.
Yeah. Yes. Perfect way to explain it.
Come on.
You know, how about the millions of kids who just don't get any toys at all?
Yeah.
How about them?
How about, hey, instead of giving my kid Legos, maybe give it to a kid in need.
There you
go. Take it to the local Toys for Tots run that we're doing Saturday, by the way.
Yeah, yeah.
Nice. You know what?
Mm-hmm. We'll take those Legos, you bitch.
Get on those Legos, bitch.
Yeah, I hope she steps on
them. I hope she gets one right in the heel.
Right
there. I hope it's a hard right step, too. I hope it's on a hardwood floor right in the heel.
Oh, man. Those will make you pass away.
That's right. That's
you step on the right Lego.
Dead bro.
You're done.
Dead bro.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Well, some number crunchers at the adultery website Illicit Encounters figured out that people are most likely to cheat on their spouse on Friday at 6:45 p.m.
Oh, man.
It's Friday at 6:45 p.m. Do you know where your husband is?
No idea.
Cheaters mostly end up hooking up at the gym, at work, social events, and on social media.
What is it with the gym?
You get all sweaty and hot.
Because people, testosterone's high.
Yeah.
And you're sweaty and you just you get horny when you work out?
You do. Dude, I got a boner every single time.
Excuse me, can I use the boner machine?
Boner.
Boner.
I think there's a lot of blood in these biceps.
All right.
Take a look at this.
Why'd he pass out at the gym? Good thing he landed on his wiener.
I fell backwards. You enjoy energy drinks. I enjoy energy drinks. However, England, health officials there, are so worried about the dangers of energy drinks that they're making a strong push to ban them from anyone under the age of 18.
That's in where, England?
England. We were just talking about England and the Queen and everything like that.
Yeah.
Apparently, there's a big hubbub about Christmas and Meghan, the new princess or whatever, who married Prince Harry.
Yeah.
Apparently, she can't beat the Queen in charades. Like, she's not allowed to.
They play it every Christmas night.
Yeah. So, not only are they banning energy drinks, the princess can't beat the Queen in charades. What kind of crap are they running over there?
What is going on?
You know, I'm so glad we live in America.
You know?
All right. We have our issues here. But at least, you know, at least we can
slam some energy drinks and beat the hell out of mom and charades.
Exactly.
You know?
I'm not pulling any punches on Christmas Eve just because you don't want to hurt mom's feelings.
All right.
No. You're going down.
You know what? Queen, you're going down in charades.
That's
then,
right. You old bitch.
Then we're going to bust out. You old bitch. And then we're going to bust out some shoots and ladders.
Shoots and ladders. And guess what?
You're
going down.
All right.
Enjoy that slide. Enjoy that shoot. You're going down.
Don't make me dust off Candyland.
I'll take you down.
Yo, bag.
Lastly, I thought this was great. Kim Kardashian. Mm-hmm. You know that amazing role model, that mother of what, two now? I think mother of two, you know, millions, worth millions of dollars. Real good role
mother
model.
Mother of two. You talking about the left cheek and right cheek? That's the
no, she actually has children.
Oh.
She's produced, you know, some spawn. Satan spawn.
Yeah.
She confessed to rolling on ecstasy at least twice. Gets better.
This is Kim or kids?
This is Kim. Kim, not the kids yet. Kids haven't gotten quite there yet. Last night on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, that horrible show that's still on, she told Scott and Kendall that, quote, "I got married on ecstasy the first time. I did ecstasy once and got married. I did it again. I made a sex tape." She encouraged viewers, Kim encouraged viewers to rewatch her sex tape and see the proof that she had popped Molly. She said, quote, "My jaw was shaking the whole time."
I don't know if your jaw was shaking because of the pill.
No.
I think it was shaking because it was...
Tired.
Your mouth. It's tired.
Your jaw was tired.
Your mouth was full.
Look, I don't care that she's got a bunch of money. I don't care that she got... Yeah, it's fine. It is what it is. She's in our life now, okay? Kim Kardashian is a part of the social fabric. But folks, seriously, and I, again, I don't have kids... But please don't let your daughters look up to this woman at all.
For God's sakes.
And again, I don't do what you want in your free time. Make a sex tape. Do ecstasy. But she should not be a role model for anyone.
No.
All right?
Nobody should be listening to Kim.
She's literally, seriously, everyone, watch my sex tape. Mm-hmm. The proof's right there. I was high on drugs. You dumb. You know what?
So she's talking about Ray J, right?
Yeah.
Is that Ray J?
Yeah, the one, you know, that got leaked.
Filmed with a potato.
Yeah, yeah. Leaked. They knew exactly.
Yeah, you're right.
A lot of dumb bitches in the morning dump this morning. Everywhere. That's fine.
We go from the queen to Kim Kardashian.
Send your emails. I don't care.
Right.
I hope you step. I hope every single person in this report that we did this morning steps on a damn Lego. Every single one of them. The morning dump.